tomcat will come along with a pretty good wind and sneeze, and all of a sudden they've got rhinotracheitis, which can be 30% contagious. I mean, fatal. So that's the only reason. As far as the feline distemper, the rest of that stuff, and the feline leukemias and all the rest of that, they're probably fine. They seem not to be exposed to it, but you still worry about a carrier outside that might have a droplet formation that would be blown up into or under, you know, out through an open window or underneath a closed door.
Yeah,
how well do you think the veterinarian is going to receive my suggestion that they cut down on the dosage of the vaccination for the cat?
Probably not very well.
Yeah, good luck on that one. You know, Alice, we've got to wrap up here because we're at the end of the hour.
But I'll just take her to Dr. Lemon then.
You could do that. Telling you, this is my I'm not a veterinarian. But this is my personal opinion and what I would personally do with a 5 to 6 year old cat that's been vaccinated regularly by the owner. Personally, and a doctor, and anybody, you can all shoot me if you want to. But personally, I'd never vaccinate that cat again, and I wouldn't run any titers because I think she's covered. That's personally what I would do.
Okay. Well, thank
you
so very much.
But there's something to be said for cats. You know, we say, well, they'll never be exposed, so we don't have to vaccinate. Well, it's the lack of exposure that makes them more susceptible because they don't have a natural immunity. You know, the animals that are out exposed have, you know, if they don't have the Pleckner syndrome, then they can develop immunity on their own.
She doesn't have that red thing on her gum line.
Yeah, the red gum line. Trust me, they're not. That's an immune deficiency.
Right, but apparently Alice says she doesn't have that, so that's a good sign.
And she was vaccinated as a kitten, and then about 3 or 4 years later. So that's sort of history.
Right. Okay, well, you're going to have to make up your own mind on that one, and we are going to close out the first hour. And
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Animal World, Alice. All right, we are live on the 4th of July with Vet Sunday. Dr. Al Pleckner is here, and we're going to just turn this hour right around, and we are here until noon, and then we're going to talk about, coming up when we start the next hour, we're going to talk about Dr. Al's book, The Pleckner Syndrome. We'll fill you in on all the details, and then we've got open phone lines for the rest of the show, and Dr. Al says he's got a fix for the Gulf oil spill, so we got to hear about that too. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
Remember who you're talking to, Mike.
Hello.
Chat with Women.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
Don't listen to people who tell you it's never been done before. If I had looked at the SWAT team, it was an all-male team, and thought, you know what, if I had done that, I wouldn't have had the incredible experiences.
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
You're living in that virtual world too much.
That's right, very virtual.
Come on out with us and play.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Hi. I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, the show that lets you talk with your animals Wednesdays at 3 p.m. As a medium, I talk with your companions live on air to find the answers to the questions you want to ask. Call in and ask about health, behavior, transitions in life, or anything else. Even talk with animals who have crossed over. Animals have wonderful things to say. Join us for a fun-filled and inspiring hour Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Talk With Your Animals with Joy Turner, the show you and your animal companions are going to love.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along,
There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our 4th of July edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. The best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. All right, it is the first Sunday of July already. And it is Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner. We'll get back to that in just a moment. But I was remiss in telling you, I forgot to remind you last hour that the annual 1150 KKNW listener survey is going on as we speak. You only have until July 11th to take the online survey, and we would really, really, really like you to do that, because Mr. and Mrs. KKNW want to know what you guys want to listen to on the radio station, and this is the only way we really have of finding out. So you just log on to 1150kknw.com, take the listener survey, which is easy to do, and it's just yes and no stuff. And you get to put down all of the shows that you listen to on KKNW instead of voting for your favorite this year. And by taking the survey, you are automatically entered in the contest to win a trip for two on the Victoria Clipper to Friday Harbor. You get a 2.5-hour whale-watching trip, a continental champagne breakfast, and a $50 gift certificate to the Ponte Seafood Food Grill. And I have to say that it is time for an Animal World listener to win this contest again. So please get on the internet, 1150kknw.com, and take the survey, please, please, please. And I'll say thank you, thank you, thank you for doing that. All right. Now, if you want to get a hold of us while we're on the air here, and by the way, the phone lines will be open for the rest of the show. We are going to start with Dr. Al and do a little explanation of the imbalance and the Pluckner syndrome, all of that stuff, and then we will have open phone lines. We would love to hear from you. And remember, the prize closet is open. We have a 1-year free subscription to the Robin Alexis Soul Spa. Check out the website, www.robinalexis.com. If you've heard her here at noon on Wednesdays and 8 o'clock on Thursdays, you'll know what a gifted psychic medium and mystic she is. And the Soul Spa membership is a $300 value. You must be a new member to qualify. And if you think you qualify and would enjoy having this membership, you can call anytime. Now, local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-KKNW, which is 888-298-5569. And then anytime while we're on the air, you can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Use that email address only while we're on the air. If you want to be in touch with Animal World when we're off the air, you can go to the Animal World website. That's www.marthanorwalk.com. www.thefirstworldworldshow.com. There are links to all of our advertisers and sponsors on the homepage. Click on current events for the current event stuff, shelters for all our shelter and rescue stuff, and there's just lots of great information for you there. You can also contact me if you're interested. If there's something you just want to pass on, question or comment, that's great. Or if you need me as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, I'm delighted to hear from you. I don't work via email, though, but you can send me an email from the website. Use the Contact Martha box or address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. And then the best way to get a hold of me, you know, send me the information via email and then bug my voicemail. Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so it's always worth giving me a call. Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling, and my phone number is 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Now, if you're submitting a current events item, please do so via email. Easier for me to get to the webmaster that way. And if you need to mail something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. And that's Monroe, Washington, 98272. Now, if you want to get a hold of Sandy, you can reach her through her website, www.animalnature.com. animalnature.com, or you can give her a call after the show at 206-200-6536, 206-200-6536. And I have to tell you, and if you want Gary, Sports Tangle, still on the air, correct? Monday evenings, 8 to 9 p.m., right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Yeah, there's going to be a change coming, though.
There is?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell us about that?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, why not?
What's the change?
It's moving.
Sports Tangle's moving.
Yeah.
And that's, of course, you know, Gary's sports show. Or where are you moving to?
It's going to be on, conveniently, Sundays now.
Oh, like when? What time?
Sundays at 1.
Sundays at 1.
It'll be moving in a couple of weeks.
Well, that's cool. So you get to do everything on Sunday then?
Yes, which
How
helps.
How fun is that?
Helps me quite a bit, actually.
All right, so you give me a hard time, so I'll just hang around for an hour, and then I'll bug you on your own.
Oh,
your
good.
We did find out.
I think sometime we should switch. I could sit there, you could sit here, and
that would
run
be
the
fun,
board.
Wouldn't
yeah.
it?
You I think that'd be great.
That'd be even better if you taught me how to do what you do.
No. I think you should just fly blind. I think that'd be even better.
Remember, I don't even text.
Oh, I know. I mean, it's just a few buttons here. I'm sure you figure it
oh,
out.
I could have great fun. Your show, you'd let me wing
sure,
it over
why not?
There. Okay. Well,
I think
it would
go really well.
All right. I'll let you know when we're going to do that. Now, I did find out, though, you know, Sandy kept disappearing, and so I went in there to see what was going on. And is she still in there now? I have trouble with the reflection in the glass. I can't see.
Yes.
Is she there?
She's texting.
Yeah, see, she's always there. But she, apparently what she's doing is saving a pregnant basset hound.
Oh, wow.
That there some of the death in the family or something, and this pregnant basset hound was on Craigslist or something. Anyway, so she's doing the rescue thing. And so now apparently the person was advertising because they didn't know anything better. They didn't know any better or how to take. So anyway, they're rescuing this pregnant basset. So if anybody wants to adopt a basset hound puppy, it sounds like we'll be having puppies.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, anyway, so when... Now, does she appear to be listening to me? Are you listening?
Yes.
Okay. Well, when you have a moment, you want to pop on and tell us what's going on with this basset hound? Did that look like a confirmation, like she wants to talk to us or not?
They got into a discussion in the other room.
All right. Well, so then she'll just tell us sooner or later. Anyway, I think we're saving baby bassets that might be buns in the oven at this moment, but there's something going on. Okay. So, let's see. So, Sports Tangle, but tomorrow Sports Tangle will be on, Monday night.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, it won't be for a couple of weeks.
And it's not moving, but eventually it'll be on Sundays, and then I can mess up Gary.
Yes.
How fun
That's
will
the
that
plan.
Be? Okay, and I told you about... Oh, and also, I always forget to tell you, I do a regular column. I write a regular column for the New Spirit Journal. You will find it at free at many locations throughout the Pacific Northwest. It's available as a... You can subscribe and have it mailed to you, or you can read online, www.newspiritjournal.com. So be sure and check it out. All right, cool. I think that's it. Let's get back to our subject at hand, which of course would be Vet Sunday. Dr. Al Pluckner is here, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, and the Human Compendium of Articles that goes along with it. Dr. Al, you still with me?
Yes, I am.
All righty. Now, hey, we are having a crummy 4th of July weather-wise up here. It's overcast, high clouds. They're even getting darker. Threat of rain before the fireworks start tonight. What's the weather like down in Southern California?
It's in Santa Monica. It's overcast. The high will be 68, and not doing. And we're getting a lot of better weather up in Idaho where I live. A lot of rain. A lot of stuff coming in. The animals are coming back in. Elk are in. Trout are doing well. Ducks are in. We have some geese and swan in. And,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
So it's. I'm going up there on the 19th for a week.
Oh, that's nice, because your son and daughter-in-law are taking care of that place now, right?
Yes, they are. You betcha.
Because hard to be in two places at once. At least I haven't mastered that yet. All right, so let's talk about, for anyone that doesn't know, the Pets at Risk book came out, what, 2002, I think? Fall of 2002?
Yeah, it's been a long time ago.
Yeah, but that wasn't the first we heard from you. Your first book, which was called Pet Allergies, Remedies for an Epidemic, came out in the 80s. That's
1985,
when that's when I first discovered you, because I had one of the first copies of that book crossed my path. And this is something you've been working with, actually, probably even before you graduated from veterinary school. You had an interest in endocrine immune systems and...
I actually helped my mom with breast cancer live 32 years past that.
And
where
that,
she finally
and that was before.
Away. And this is before I was out of vet school. So I've been doing this for a long time, and it is the future of the world. It is the answer to a whole bunch of catastrophic diseases. It's just never been put together before. Everybody out there has got a tree. They don't have a forest, and this really is the forest. And this is what the healthcare healers, professionals are going to have to look at.
Well, let's explain a little bit about what it's about and how it kind of came about. You already had an interest in endocrine immune systems, and you said it had worked and helped your mom survive breast cancer for many, many years. Then you graduated from vet school, went into private practice down there in Southern California, and you, as most typical vets probably way back when, had a lot of skin problems with dogs, you know, hot spots and allergies and so forth. And the standard treatment was just, you know, give them an injection of cortisone as an anti-inflammatory, but don't give it for very long because there'd be negative side effects. And instead of just accepting that basic premise, you, first of all, you wanted to know why the cortisone was an anti-inflammatory to begin with. And then why you had side effects on down the line. Isn't that kind of where your investigation began?
That's exactly where it began, sure. Yeah. I started with foods, you know, wondering how foods, if they affected allergies and why. And yeah, so it was a detective story, if you will, but it seems to have ended, you know, pot at the end of the rainbow. It is what.
Yeah,
it is.
When your first book came out, that Pet Allergies, it was in two parts, and the first part was all about food and how food affects behavior and physical health and well-being. You are, in fact, the veterinarian that brought food allergies and food sensitivities to light in the 1980s when your book first came out. And
well, it's funny, yeah, and you know,
and you formulated the first hypoallergenic diets. You were responsible for lamb and rice.
Right, and then we did, when the animals became, with the imbalance, became allergic to that, did the duck and potato, venison and potato, you know, all that, rabbit. And then, you know, got out of the food industry because it cleaned it up, and now there are a tremendous number of food companies out there doing this. It's interesting, the last one to do my duck and potato, some of this stuff happened to be ill science. You know, but they're veterinarians, so, you know, what do you expect? Anyway, to make a long story longer. Yeah, so anyway, I got out that, and I got into this.
Well, let's before we go on to the new stuff, let's go over the basic imbalance. Because what you ended up discovering, aside from the fact that food affects behavior and physical health and well-being and a lot of the chronic allergy problems that we attributed to other things with animals related to food and what they were eating, and that solved a lot of problems, but you also found a basic, what we call an endocrine immune imbalance. And
right.
And over the years, you've determined that this basic endocrine immune imbalance applies to dogs, cats, horses, and humans, as well as you've treated all kinds of wildlife and so forth. So it seems to be kind of a universal condition. When you say that, probably everybody gets it?
Well, yeah, and if you have, and you've got to have the, usually you have to have the endocrine immune imbalance to develop a food sensitivity, unless there's something wrong with the food, you know, bacteria, too much seasoning, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Now, and the real glitch to this is that depending on who you ask, the consensus seems to be that anywhere from 50 to 80% of dogs, cats, horses, or humans have this imbalance. And then it's been a while since we've been on the air, but you always like the way I explained it, so it's okay with you. I'll give a little synopsis. All right.
You do a wonderful job.
Okay, so what it's all about is that, and this is dog, cat, horse, or human, but we're going to focus on the animals here today. But basically, for whatever reason, you can be born with this. That's when we say it's genetic. Or it can be acquired because of toxic exposure or stress or whatever as the animal grows, or it can be a result of old age. And my understanding is that basically the adrenal glands, for whatever reason, are either not putting out enough cortisol, or the cortisol that is being produced is defective in some way, so it isn't recognized and responded to properly by the rest of the body. And this is kind of the beginning of why this is controversial, because most of you probably, when you hear me say the word cortisone, you think bad, that's something bad. But over the course of the years, the medical communities have failed to let us know when they're saying cortisone can be bad and there can be side effects to cortisone. They fail to let us know that it is a normal hormone that our bodies need, right, Dr. Al?
Correct. 30 to 35 units every day if you're going to stay normal.
Right. So the beginning of this, the explanation of this imbalance, is that for whatever reason, the adrenals either aren't making enough cortisol or the cortisol's defective. Because of that, you say it's the inner layer of the adrenal gland that starts producing estrogen?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, pituitary, there's a feedback between the pituitary, real quickly, when there's a certain amount of regulatory cortisone that handles the immune system, the liver breaks it down. Once the levels are low, the pituitary gland pumps out a hormone to get some more cortisone out of the adrenals. When the middle layer can't produce or it's defective and not recognized by this hormone that the pituitary produces, the inner layer adrenal produces high levels, excess estrogen, and male hormone.
Yeah, and this is where the confusion comes in, because when we hear estrogen, we always think that's a female thing. But this isn't gender related, because this is not ovarian estrogen. This is adrenal estrogen. And then as that estrogen builds up in the system, it tends to bind or prevent from working other hormones in the body, particularly the thyroid hormones. And it's like this estrogen grabs the thyroid hormones and won't let them work. And then the antibodies deplete. And what happens in the individual after that does seem to be very individual. And it might depend on genetic predispositions, but as Dr. Al's book says, from allergies to cancer, it can manifest in all kinds of symptoms. Common symptoms would be diarrhea and inflammatory bowel type stuff. It could be seizures. It could be cancer. It could be dental disease. All kinds of problems. And pretty much everything relates to this, doesn't it, Dr. Al?
Yeah, it really does, you know. And then you can see how food containing estrogen can make it worse. No, it's all there.
Yeah, and then you talk about then estrogen in our groundwater and leaching from plastic. And so, you know, we don't have all the answers on this, but you have... You have come up with a basic blood test panel that diagnoses this imbalance and then a treatment plan for those that have it. And the treatment plan varies slightly depending on whether you're in a dog suit, cat suit, horse suit, or human suit. And then with many patients, particularly dogs and humans, food is a huge part of the treatment program, because you many physical problems that are underlied by this endocrine immune imbalance just go away when the endocrine immune system is balanced. But you say, Dr. Al, that true food allergies never go away, so these patients have to be on hypoallergenic diets and rotational diets so they don't become allergic to new things.
Well, yeah, what you have to do, what you got to realize too, so many professionals say, well, let's change the diet. That's all good and fine, but if you don't pay attention to the endocrine immune imbalance, what will happen is the day will come when there's going to be nothing on earth that that patient can eat without reacting to it. So that's why there's an urgency to get this identified. Now, the identification doesn't mean you've got to use cortisone. For holistic, homeopathic, so on and so forth, this is a factual-based test that can be done, and then if you want to try to implement it with various herbs, various nutrients, so on and so forth, vitamin supplements, it's easy. Go ahead and do it. But see if it has changed the mechanism. So this is a real valuable tool. It's not to say if I do it, I've got to use cortisone. No, you don't. It'll just show you what your patient doesn't have and where the situation is, and then you decide what you want to do to see if you can make a difference.
Yeah, and this particular blood test panel, we call it an EI1 for endocrine immune panel. At this point in time, there's only one lab in the country that runs this blood test panel, but it is not as complicated as it might seem. You know, any vet can draw the blood, and any vet can send the blood off to this lab in California to get the results, and you can check out. There's lots of information. It's in Al's book, Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. You can also find information on Al's website, and that's www.drplechner.com. And I believe you can order the book from your website, Dr. Al.
Yeah, you can definitely do that, and the new book will be available probably in about 2 months.
All right, tell us about the new book.
Okay, it's been all my research and my life study, so on and so forth, and it's being done. I provided articles, and it's being done by a wonderful writer with the Healthy Pet Network called David Spangenberg,
mm-hmm.
And it's just about done. It's called Against the Odds. I'm trying to think what the name is. Against the Odds, Given Up for Dead.
Against the Odds, Given Up for Dead.
Yeah, and that'll be out as an e-book first on the HPN thing. But I think what your listeners need to realize, too, with that healthypetnetwork.org, and I think I sent you the second newsletter that's come out, we will have articles like you can't believe and questions where people can literally 7 days a week get to me for me to answer questions for them through this.
Now, is that all set up now?
It's all set up, yeah. And all
and
they have to do
and
is
the
sign
website
up.
Is www.healthypetnetwork.org.
Right, and it doesn't cost anything. And
so listeners could actually ask a question of you directly through this
and
website.
Get it right back. Absolutely, 100%. That's 7 days a week, plus updated articles on everything they need to know so they can help their pets in spite of the profession.
Now, so this is one of the things that why you know that I have an antiquated computer system and I have to get a new computer system, which hopefully will happen relatively soon because it has made it to the top of my list of things to do. At any rate, there's something on the Healthy Pet Network website that makes it inaccessible to me because I get to that website and it starts to open up and then it just closes and pretty soon it freezes up my computer and crashes it and all that stuff. So I haven't been able to really check it out. So I'm wondering when listeners go to www.healthypetnetwork.org, if they want to send an email to you, ask you a question. Is that really explained well on the website? Is there like a contact Dr. Al link, or do you just write it to the Healthy Pet Network, or do you know how that works?
Well, yeah, what they can do is they can do that. It'll be answered. Or they can go to Michael at the Healthy Pet Network.org.
And he'll send it on to you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And this way they can be in communication with me 7 days a week, as you know, which I'd love to do anyway. And then once they see the new book, we'll give them so much more information. And even from a supplement standpoint, I'm a veterinary consultant for a trace mineral that I researched 35 years ago for people and animals. It is phenomenal that the astronauts take to stop bone loss while they're walking in space.
So let's talk about this mineral business. You said this is a mineral that you investigated decades ago?
Yeah,
take us back to the beginning and tell us the story of these minerals. Because isn't this leading to the Gulf oil stuff you were alluding to?
Well, this is part of it.
Take us back to the beginning and tell, because even I don't really know about this mineral stuff. So take us back to the beginning and fill us in.
Okay, 30, 35 years ago, I researched a trace mineral that I used in an epidemic that horses had from a Ride Foundation that got a batch of feed that had a cattle intensifying chemical in it called mentensin, which wipes out a horse's liver. There were 30 horses involved. It got involved with using a trace mineral that basically ties up toxins, seems to have a liver protective factor, and we're able to save, with that epidemic, 25 out of 30 horses. And I wrote an article.
I want to make sure I understand this. The horses ate something that had a toxin in it that kills their liver.
Yeah,
save them, you gave them a mineral supplement that somehow tied up the toxin, and so it didn't kill 25 of the 30 horses.
Exactly.
That
right.
That sounds really neat.
And that's when I was with Nature's Recipe, and I was actually bottling this trace mineral, and it was wonderful for birds, for dogs, horses, cats, everybody. I mean, it's just phenomenal stuff. It's a micronutrient that comes out of the ground that Mother Nature basically created. You know, it's probably a supplement that may save our world from what man has done to the soil. Make a long story short, I did write an article November 1985 for Pet Age magazine on this. And then the Nature's Recipe people decided they were doing well enough with my food financially that they didn't need supplementation. So that was the end of it. And we lost it. Well, about 2 months ago, I was contacted by California Earth Minerals with this. I think it's the finest trace mineral deposit in the world that goes into the San Andreas Fault at 880 degrees and comes out and mushroomed up on the Colorado Delta in Southern California, Eastern Southern California.
Huh.
And this stuff has got a negative ion, and all that means is it takes supplements, it takes vitamins, it takes food right directly into the cell, to the cell factory, which is your mitochondria, for better energy, better oxygen. And so I've used this, I take it. You'll see a big write-up either going to CaliforniaEarthMinerals.com or if you go to HPN, you'll see it under Nutriment.
That's the HealthyPetNetwork.org.
Exactly. Or Chairman for People. Unbelievable. And we, at the time, had dealt with Max Factor. We were going to do facials with it. It takes acne and clears it up like you can't believe it, the poultice. And this is a product, believe me, that Gandhi had used for many, many years.
And at California Earth Minerals?
Minerals.com. And I can, and if we've got time, what I've found is not only does it work phenomenally, and it's micronutrients. If the body doesn't need it, the body doesn't absorb it. But we're seeing micronutrient deficiencies right now causing disease.
But this is like it comes like in a powdered form, like the enzymes,
and you would just
mix it into the food.
Yeah, just mix it into the food, and it causes absorption. It's high in kaolin, so for acid reflux, for irritable bowel syndrome with paid people too, it just really soothes the gut. And it's interesting because it takes all these nutrients and things into the cell. So even a diabetic patient, it helps take the glucose into the cell and reduce the blood sugar. It has an antitoxin. It ties up and neutralizes toxins. And they're all experiments. You can read about all this on this is all bona fide research, and it's antibacterial, and there are the studies there. And like I say, with the Dr. Hershoff with Caltech had studied this particular compound, and this is what the from an osteoporotic standpoint for women, for animals, for renal disease, this is what the astronauts, NASA gives the astronauts to stop bone loss in space. It's a great thing. It's a thermal hydro created natural earth product, and I'm pumped. There's any product in the world I can represent, I'll tell you what. This is something Mother Nature did.
Well, and Al and I talked on the phone yesterday, folks, and he's putting me in touch with these California Earth Mineral people, and I'm going to do my best to get them on as an advertiser here, because if Al's this hot about something, you know there's something to it. So we better be learning about it, and they better be telling us all about it. So we're working on that. But
and
so
I'll
now,
let you know about that oil thing. You
well,
love this.
All right, I want to get to that here, but you are now recommending that for our animal friends in general, that because you always recommend, the highest quality all natural food that you can afford to feed, but you want simple formulas, hypoallergenic recipes per se, and a rotational diet. But you always have recommended plant-based digestive enzymes,
correct,
which we now say the only choice for Animal World is in Clover's Optigest because of this FOS stuff that's in there, and the stuff is like miraculous. So we got to do that. But now you're saying in addition to that, we should add the mineral supplement.
Absolutely, 100%. And sometimes you can even do this before you add the digestive enzymes. And in many of my patients, what we're finding is, in many of my patients, I think where we're going with this is with these micronutrient deficiencies, many of the glands that produce the hormones are not able to do it correctly. And I've had a number of patients now with my endocrine immune imbalances that all of a sudden don't need to take steroids.
Yeah, I got to get a hold of some of this stuff. I got to get Annie Golden on these minerals because she's always been a patient that has difficulty tolerating the medication. If this would help allow me to cut down on her cortisone dose, that would be really good.
Well, yeah.
So we have to stay in the loop on this. I need some of this stuff. I need these minerals, Dr. Al.
Well, I take it too, and it increases your muscle density.
I probably need it too, then, huh?
I'm so excited that it's back. You can't believe it.
And you said, this is what you said early in the show. You said you have an answer for the Gulf oil spill.
Yeah.
Is this what you were talking about?
This is, well, what it is. Do we have a minute to talk?
Oh, yeah, we have more than a minute.
Okay.
We have plenty of time, so tell us, yeah.
Okay, what it is California Earth Minerals have discovered the fact that you could take an oil slick and drop the trace mineral on it, and it immediately ties it up and precipitates to the bottom. And this has already been recognized by BP. They know this. And I had a client in Florida that I've been helping, and I mentioned this to him, and it turns out he has an environmental protection company that produces an oil-eating bacteria.
All right, well, now I'm going to interrupt for a minute because the first question that comes to my mind is, BP is using all those chemical dispersant stuff. And but my understanding is it disperses the oil, but then it all goes to the bottom. It's
exactly
not, that's
right.
Kind of what you described with the enzymes.
Yeah. No.
So how is the enzymes different than the chemical dispersants?
The trace mineral, which is all natural, which plants use, animals use, so on and so forth, people use.
Yeah.
Mixing it with a bacteria that's, they call anaerobic, where it produces air. It doesn't live on oxygen.
Uh-huh.
What it does is it would precipitate out the oil to the bottom as a natural trace mineral with the bacteria that would break it down, and with the breakdown, it turns it into fodder, fertilizer.
Okay, so it doesn't just leave a bunch of crappy oil on the ocean floor.
No, it dissolves it.
It actually dissolves it and eats it up and turns it into good stuff, huh?
Yeah, so for the flora and fauna, and what I've tried to do is set it up, because the EPA is concerned that if you blanket the ocean floor, you will kill the oxygen production. So what I've tried to do is set up a program, a three-phase program. Phase one is to protect the shorelines right off the bat and our wildlife areas, our wetlands. And phase two, and if EPA could look at this, and if they wanted to vacuum up this product, which they should not do because it's a natural product that will help plants, it will help the reefs, it will help, you know, everybody in the ocean. Phase two would be do a mid-fisheries drop of this stuff, because, see, this stuff falling down is going to basically, even in the deep water, which is phase three, some of the oil slicks that are the plumes of oil that are 3,000, 4,000 feet, it will get to them and precipitate them to the bottom. And with the bacteria in it, it'll dissolve the oil, and all of a sudden you've fertilized the ocean floor. It makes so much sense, it's kind of stupid. And they're actually working on it.
Yeah, but then this is reminding me of a conversation that I had with Scotty when we were driving in this morning. So, Scotty, put on your headset and get the microphone, because I have a question for you. Can you do that? Or is Sandy not there? Sandy's there. I want to talk to Scotty. I had to get Sandy activated here again. She's sitting on her laurels, don't you think, Gary, since she's got
This
Scotty
suggestion
here?
Actually did go to the capital of Florida, Tallahassee.
Yeah, Scotty, are you... Do you have a voice yet in there?
Yes, we have a voice here.
Okay. Now, weren't you, when we were driving in this morning, weren't you telling me something that you'd read about all the suggestions that people had to solve the oil spill?
Right.
Were you telling me?
It was in the paper. It was like over 1,200 suggestions that people had emailed in, phoned in to the BP, and nobody was getting responses. There was a few people that got responses saying, yeah, that's a good idea, or we're working on this, or we don't have time for that. But nothing's been resolved. I mean, I imagine there's a lot of people out there that got great ideas for this. But
EPA got 17,000 suggestions.
There you go. Okay, see, I was thinking it was 1,200. There are 17,000?
Yeah.
17,000. That's why nothing's getting done. But the thing is,
Idea, but what are the chances that anybody's even going to really look at this?
Well, exactly. That's the frustration. The neat part about it, there are 200 million tons of this trace mineral, plus this Al Howell, his company, Abaco, in Florida, he's got the bacteria that they've proven. It works. It does the whole thing. And there's railheads. There's an airstrip. There's highways that... This stuff is inexpensive. It'd be real easy to get out and do this. But no, they're not doing it. They're not doing it. They may never do it. But this would be an answer, I think, to our oil spill and spills in the future. It's eco-friendly. Come on.
Well, it seems to me that there is a major answer for at least future stuff, because it seems like, I guess, like pulling teeth, and they're moving like molasses to get anything done down there. It's unbelievable how long it's taken for them do anything. But it sounds like, because have you seen the Kevin Costner centrifuge thing?
Well, yeah, but, you know, which is, all of these are good additives. They're all great things to be done, but this is something that is inexpensive, can be done immediately.
Well, see, that's what I'm thinking. If you had Costner's centrifuge thing, every place where there's possible oil spills, that it could be centrifuging and taking out the oil immediately. And if you had the enzymes there, the enzymes
trace
could be spread, or the trace minerals could be spread or broadcast or whatever you do with them that would take care of any oil that got away from the centrifuges, and we'd be good to go.
Well, you wouldn't even need the centrifuge.
You wouldn't even need the centrifuge because all you would need was the trace minerals?
Basically, the trace minerals with the petroleum-eating bacteria in it. That would be phase one, and then you could go from there. If they wanted to suck up this residue, which I think is probably a fertilizer residue, there's no point in it.
Well, are you thinking then, say, given the present example, we've got the well that they can't cap, and it is spewing out gazillions of gallons of oil every day. Are you saying that you think there would be enough of these trace minerals to somehow dump on that oil spill now that's coming out that would prevent it from ever being a problem?
No, it would. No, not at all. You wouldn't do that. You've got to cap that oil spill. Phase one, you've got
to
cap.
Well, see, so that's why you need Kevin Costner's centrifuge.
Well, that's fine. Let him centrifuge.
Right, he centrifuges until they get it capped, and then the enzymes.
That's perfect, but what we're talking about now is the residue, the stuff that's out there, the stuff that's coming ashore. So why not use this stuff?
Oh, yeah.
And basically, the areas where they're putting the tar and the rest of it, you can dump this stuff on it and turn it into a usable fertilizer.
Now, what do you think, because one of the biggest problems now are all the marshland, you know, the marshes.
That's why
the yucky stuff has gone in there, and that's what, you know, Anderson Cooper and everybody are down there just screaming because nobody's doing anything.
You could drop this stuff on it.
And do you
can either drop it out of planes. You can blow it out. You can drop it off. You know, you could put it all along the shoreline, and all it would do is precipitate it out before it went into the wetlands. You know, because we've got to deal with what's coming on in, and the hurricane season's coming, so on and so forth. There's no reason, but the big crux here will be what the EPA thinks. Is it eco-friendly? Is it going to, you know, they're messing around with this thing. It's a political issue, but, man, it's our ocean.
Yeah.
It's our fisheries. It's our birds, period. And those that are on top of the water, it's going to help. Those that are in the water, the mammals, the fish, it's going to help. And this stuff, basically the combination, I think, is a way to fly. And so they're looking at it. Well, when I say they're looking at it, I tried to get hold of Bobby Gendel just to say, hey, come on, guys. You know, it's your state. You know, forget everybody else. You're going to have to protect the people, the animals there. And if you got to sit around and wait, then you know what? You shouldn't be governor. Move off. Enough is enough. Yeah, we got to get the politics out of this and get reality into
That's kind of amazing, though, to think, though, that because those the wetlands, the marshlands down there are in the biggest jeopardy, and so many have already been destroyed. Do you think that you could take these trace minerals and maybe and drop them, you know, or spread them or broadcast them over those wetlands? And you're saying that it would eat up the oil and change it and all of that, and maybe it would rehabilitate all those.
I think it would neutralize the damage that the oil is doing, and at the same time, by precipitating it out off the surface and getting it down to the bottom with the petroleum-eating bacteria in it, they're going to go ahead and clean the whole thing up, and then you've got something that's probably of value to the wetlands.
Wow.
I think it's I think the answer to the spill, but again, you know, I'm a plain rap veterinarian. They're probably looking at me as some kind of an idiot, which I well may be. But I
well, you and 17,000 others. It sounds like that nobody's listening to. But
the nice part about this, and people have donated hay, which again would have to be cleaned up. Alpaca wool, which would
right, and a lot of people are collecting their dog hair and cat hair and sending it down there.
Can
and
you imagine in California Earth Minerals, there's 200 million tons, and the president of it is Ray Kong, and Ray showed me, and BP actually called him up
Oh.
And they're aware of this trace mineral.
Oh,
no, they
are.
Know this works. Oh,
oh,
yeah, they know this works.
Oh.
See, that's the problem. They definitely know it works, and they called Ray up and had him put some burnt-out motor oil in an aquarium and drop the trace mineral on it. I saw it. It's clear water. It went right down to the bottom. And then the more I thought about it, I thought, hey, that's good, but maybe I get hold of this client of mine who's got the bacteria. Wouldn't it be neat if you had that combination where you precipitated the oil out, and as it laid on the bottom, you had a bacteria that would denature and eat it and turn it into a fertilizer.
Well, that, you know, and that is so where the way of the future and how we're evolving and all of that, because the Masters in Spirit told me years ago, you know, my metaphysical practices, the information came through probably 20 years ago that we would get to a point that we would discover these bacteria that would eat all kinds of stuff to get rid of things like nuclear waste and all that, that would be bacteria that would take care of all this stuff.
Well, I talked
Isn't that
to
amazing?
Real.
Well, you know what? We got a time out here, so because otherwise we're going to run out of time. So we need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, the most important part of the show, and then get in a quick current events. But then that's going to leave us with a full 4th of July hour with Alan. We'll have open phone lines. Did anybody call in about the Soul Spa giveaway? Have we given that away or not? Soul Spa, we still have Soul Spa giveaway to do? Did anybody know? See, the two of them, Gary, this is just, I have no control anymore. I've lost control.
How's Gary's baby? How's his little girl doing?
Oh, Dr. Al. We had Freedom the Eagle and Jeff in the studio here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
and Gary, you don't know. Gary, turn on your microphone. Let's just forget the time. You haven't told Dr. Al. Gary has exciting news, Dr. Al.
Number two is on the way.
On the way?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. And it's a little boy this time.
Yep. Due in September.
A little Gary, huh? Cool.
Well, no, it's a Baker Vincent Hill.
Yep.
To go. I love it. Congratulations.
Yeah, so Baker's in the oven. Anyway. Anyway, Mary came in. You know, and she's already showing, of course, and so got her picture taken with Freedom the Eagle. So we got Baker's first picture while he's in the oven with Freedom the Eagle. But anyway, and Finley's what? Does she just turn three? Right.
Yep.
About three. Yeah. My
she is the cutest little girl, and she's a glowing light being. Gary and Mary have their hands full, Doctor, because she's so sensitive.
My little girl is 16 months old now, and it's definitely payback.
Well, that's not it's your grandbaby, right?
I raise my children, my boys, myself, and so and she now, my little granddaughter Jaden. I haven't actually seen her in about 6 months. She's talking and walking. She's 16 months old, and she's a real pistol. And my son is going, oh, I just can't believe it. I said, you know what, sweetheart, it's payback.
Well, I'll tell you what, when Rhonda, my webmaster, when she gets back from vacation, we'll get all the photographs we took in the studio up on my website.
Maybe you can email me.
So I'll email you, and you'll be able to see Gary and Mary and Baker in the oven and little Finley. She's just adorable.
And I'll send you Jaden with her new puppies.
Oh, send me that, and I'll send that to Gary. So we'll exchange pictures here.
Yeah, we have two 19-week-old puppies that are 60 pounds.
No, oh, my God. What are they?
They're Irish Wolfhounds.
Oh, holy mackerel.
All right.
Okay, now we're gonna stuff a sock in it here and take care of our advertisers and sponsors. A real quick current events. We'll turn around the hour and a 4th of July tip and then another hour of Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pleckner, and phone lines will be open. If you are interested in the Soul Spa giveaway, I think we still have it, but I'm not sure. But call Scotty and Sandy if you are interested, or if you have a question for Dr. Al, now's the time to get in line. 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. And as you know, it's always worth a trip to Jones & Company because they've got everything on sale. You can go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, click on the Jones & Company logo. You'll find out everything that's on sale right now. And then you might want to time your visit depending on the day because Munchy Mondays, with every bag of food you purchase, you get half off a bag of treats, any bag of treats in the store. Toy Tuesdays, all dog and cat toys are buy one, get one 50% off. And Saltwater Saturdays, they have about a dozen saltwater fish, corals, or invertebrates on sale for 25% off. So check them out, Jones & Company Pets. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Join Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on 1150 a.m. Brian Abker, Brian Bacon, Matt Zarter, and Gary Hill bring unique, entertaining, and thoughtful perspectives on Northwest sports and beyond. Visit sportstangle.com for more information. That's Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs and prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Dogs and cats can experience bad breath, gas, and intestinal discomfort even with a healthy diet. OptiGest is a complete formula of four plant-based enzymes and is the food for the healthy bacteria which supports the natural balance that can be upset by diet change, travel or separation, or the normal aging process. OptiGest has no inactive ingredients or fillers. OptiGest's natural formula supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Go to inclover.com/optigest for more information.
Did you know that Invisible Fence Northwest, well known for keeping dogs safe, now leads the nation in cat safety solutions? More than 2,200 local felines are finding safe freedom with Invisible Fence Northwest. Keep your cat from darting out the front door or safe within your yard, off furniture and counters, or out of bedrooms and kitchens. Their safe, gentle, and humane methods allow cats to discover boundaries on their own terms. Go to InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENC and save $200. Just tell them Martha sent you.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the second hour of our 4th of July edition here of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, we're very low on time in this second hour, and I want to have plenty of time for your phone calls and Dr. Al, so we're just going to scrap the current events music, and I'm just going to give you a quick lowdown. If you don't have time to write this stuff down, don't worry about it. Go to www.marthanorwalk.com and click on Current Events. Now, things you need to know about this next week. Another event at the zoo. This is a protest event because their annual Jungle Party fundraiser is on July 9th. And so there is a stripped down elephant protest going on. That's Friday, July 9th. It's from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Woodland Park Zoo's north entrance. That's at Finney Avenue North and North 59th, in case any of you want to join this protest. And basically, it's you know, the Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants, and it's their protest to try to bring to the attention of the zoo-going patrons to this jungle party to highlight the truth about the inadequate facilities that these elephants are forced to live in and the push to move them to the sanctuary. So if you want to participate in that. Now, also, boy, the Humane Society's got to be hurting because in the first time in all the years I've been doing Animal World, they are having a summer pet food drive. Remember, they usually, Gary, they only have, you know, their holiday pet food drive, which is always, then they've gotten enough food for the whole year. Didn't work this year for the first time. So they're having a sizzling summer pet food drive, same as the holiday pet food drive, because it's at the local King County Safeway stores. So look for the barrels outside the store through the month of July. And according to their press release, dry cat food is their greatest need. So pick up some dry cat food when you're at Safeway and drop it in their barrels. Remember that Missing Pet Partnership will be at the Kent Animal Shelter to offer free lost pet assistance after the 4th of July. And all you have to do is, they will be there Monday, July 5th through Wednesday, July 7th. You must go there. If you lose an animal this weekend, and I can't imagine that any of you would, because if you listen to me and my tips, your animals will be safe. You'll keep them in and be responsible. But if you know of somebody that loses an animal, it doesn't matter where they live. They don't have to live in King County, but you have to go to the King County Animal Shelter in Kent on Monday, July 5th through Wednesday, July 7th between the hours of noon and 6 p.m. And you can go and it's free. The volunteers for Missing Pet Partnership will help you.